On February 2, 2014, a prominent women's online news blog, We News, reported a groundbreaking story with the headline, "Designer Puts Wheelchair in New York Fashion Mix." When you hear that headline, what images come to mind? Do you think about a runway with a wheelchair sitting off to the corner? Do you think about a person sitting in the chair and being pushed by another model? Do you think about a model who uses a wheelchair to go up and down the runway? The way the headline was written, there really is no mention of the person, the model, just the wheelchair. Suddenly, the person is nothing but a wheelchair. This headline is a great example of how we often do not use person-first language. Language has the power to make people invisible and devalued. Within hours, that headline quickly evolved into a story within a story, with angry readers commenting how offensive the headline was to people with disabilities. Several reprints of the story were published, as well as countless news outlets attempting to use more person-centered language in their headlines. The stories published even compelled the model herself, Dr. Danielle Shapook, to release a public statement regarding the deletion of people with disabilities in the modeling industry. She said, "My wheelchair is just a part of my body, an extension of me, and I'm the main focus, not the chair. That's how I look at it, and I moved that perspective to the runway." Let's take a look at how various media outlets ran the headline for this story. Click each link to review the stories and see if the images you think about change with each headline.